All right, our next guest is a great friend of the show, provides some great insight. Former Newcastle United defender. You see him on Fox Sports. He'll be involved with the World Cup in Qatar. He's Warren Barton. Warren, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure, my friend. No problem.
It's always good. All right, so listen, this is exciting for me because there's a great perspective here from you. You have spent a large portion of your career and growing up in England, but you're also here in the United States. You're very familiar with the U.S. infrastructure when it comes to the sport, player development, MLS, and everything. So how do you position this from the context and lens of yourself with the U.S. getting put in the same group as England? Because I'm sure the English solely perspective will be a little bit different.
I think, Glenn, it's a win-win situation. You're right. I moved here in 2008, and now obviously a U.S. citizen and my family are all happy here in sunny California. So from that perspective, it was a wonderful job, fantastic. I think emotionally, from the heart, it's brilliant. You know, to have that Black Friday, US, England, all the banter that's going to start going on with people like yourself, Lexi Lalas, Stu Holden, Eric Ronaldo, Tony Meo, it's all going to start. And that's part of what getting drawn against England. And I think from that point of view, because the Premier League is so well and branded in the US, and everybody has their team that they support, there's a real big interest. It would have been great maybe if the US got Belgium or Portugal or whatever it may be in the brackets they could have got. But to get England, it just gives you that. I mean, I'm starting to smile about it already because it just gives you that added spice, the fun. And now when I look at it as a coach and as a player, I think it's good for both nations. I think they mirror up well against each other. The style of football will be pretty similar. I think Greg and Gareth Southgate have a good understanding. And I see a lot of what Greg's done, what Gareth Southgate has done, is really eased out the old guard and brought in young players and not being frightened to throw people in and give them the opportunity. A little bit, you know, what Gareth has done throughout his time with England and building a good team, not just about the name on the back of the shirt. And I think that's what Greg's doing as well. And first and foremost was to qualify for the US. And obviously then going now on a personal note for the network and working with Fox and going to be in Qatar, it's a dream tie for everybody because the viewing figures, people are going to be interested. The time of day it's going to be in the US. They do great watch parties here. Everybody's going to be in their gardens looking forward to the game. It's going to be a wonderful occasion. So it ticks every single box that you want as a fan, coach, player, media interest. It's a wonderful tie for everybody. And I think, and I genuinely believe this, both nations will qualify for the next stage. And then obviously you get to group one.
Warren Barton joining us. I want to take you back to what you said about Greg accelerating youth. I think the silver lining of not qualifying for Russia also pushed that forward. That is the silver lining. I think Dave Sarokin, who initially took the job on an interim basis after Bruce Arena was ousted, now, I don't know if it was solely his decision or not. Those are things we may not know. But he started right away with young guys, and the mood and the tone was set there. And it's amazing to think as a U.S. player and having played in some of the pro leagues in the 80s that we're in these unprecedented times with guys playing at clubs like Juventus, Dortmund, Chelsea, and they're banking this type of experience, and they will bank this experience in Qatar ahead of a World Cup in the United States.
Yeah, Dave Saracen, actually, when I first come over, and I was at LA Galaxy in the academy when it first started, when it was still really raw, a bit unknown, and still had a little bit of the club scene in it as well, about dictating where you're playing tournaments. And I spent a little bit of time talking to Dave after Ruud Gullit had left and Bruce had come in. Bruce was very much about senior players going forward, but Dave was very much about the youth, understanding the potential of young US players coming forward. Not just keep them in the US if they want to travel. And I think we've got a happy medium now where I think 15 years ago, if you don't go to Europe, you're not going to be a good player. If you stay in the MLS, you're not going to get a good coach. And you are. I think now there's two avenues for young players to, yes, go to Europe and experience that training, that method, that idea, every single day. But I think in the US, particularly in the last 5 years, the quality has got better. It's still improving. It's still having the players that nurture come through. Jordan Morris ones that come to mind as a young player, being injured, being in his comfort zone, being around has made him come back. And it would have been hard for him to be away to deal with that. So, you know, David's always been interested. And you're probably right. You know, that's what happened. The huge disappointment of what happened in Trinidad and Tobago for everybody has now been giving it an injection of life and a clean slate. And the players, let's give the players some credit that they bounced back, you know, to get, beat Mexico the times they have. They look, I know they finished second in their group, but I think the Mexican team are talented. I think their coach, Tata Martino, is stifling that team. I think if they had a life and injection, he looks a shadow of the coach he was at Atlanta. Maybe that's the pressure that he's come under. But the US are an exciting team. They're energetic. They're vibrant. And they're a dangerous team. But they've, you know, there's still a long way to go because it's a World Cup and you only get one shot at this.
Yeah, no question about it. I will say also Tata Martino's dealing with a very, very difficult federation and a press that really wants him out. It's kind of funny in Mexico, right? They love it when they get an Argentine manager and then very quickly the entire press turns on the guy and, hey, we want a Mexican coach. We want a Mexican national. That's why Miguel Herrera's name keeps bouncing up. But I get
Dan, just let me have my point of view. And I understand that because I had the same thing with a coach back in England. And I understand the problems you get it because I've been there. You know, you've got the board members, you've got the media you deal with. And I learned from someone like Sir Bobby Robson. Forget all that. It's what you do on the field. And he had that, Bobby Robson, when with England in Italia 90. They was hammering him. They was after him every single time, personally, tactics, system. He went out and got into the semi. There was one PK away from getting to a final. And I think you have to, for Tato's, put all that aside. It's starting to affect his selection. It's starting to affect his demeanour on the sideline because you're right, Glenn. He looks a beaten man. He looks like he's taking so much on his shoulders. I think you have to, as a professional, put that out of the way. I know it's hard. And then get out there and perform and get your team going. Maybe take your frustration out on the team and the opposition you're playing against.
Yeah, you're right. He does look like a beaten man. But the only reason I say that is because this has consistently happened with foreign managers in Mexico, and it always consistently happens. And I'm not, listen, I understand the pressure's immense, not been there, but I can see it from the outside what the press does. It just seems to be even more intense down there. So, and it's interesting that Mexico gets grouped with Argentina. All right. So what about back in England? What's the sentiment? Is it, hey, you know, we're England. There's no freaking way the United States can play and compete. Or do we have a little respect finally over there?
You have a respect because you make the headlines. Yankee doo-doo dandy. That was the headlines. The British media, the tabloid press, they're a world to their own. You know, they've always been like that and it's never going to change. A lot of it is tongue-in-cheek. Now, I had this conversation with a couple of guys at Fox. You know, when you looked at Pot 2, there were some big nations, some experienced nations, quality teams. I think everyone that was in Pot 1 would have said, okay, if we can keep away from them, and them, and if we get the US, I'll be reasonably happy. So it's not just an English mentality, that, oh, we've got the US, that's okay. I think there was a lot of nations who would have said, right, keep away from maybe one or two of them. If we can get the US, they're good, they're dangerous. But we fancy our chances. But for me, it started yesterday when Lexi Lalas, who I work with, obviously, he started having his say on Friday. And I'm after him as well. And that's all part of the fun. It's all part of it. And the players will be like, Christian Pulisic was getting text messages from Mason Mount straight away. They're having a bit of fun about it. And it's all part of it. But there is respect. You know, people like Brad Friedel, Dempsey, Brian McBride played for a long time in the Premier League and got the respect that they deserve. And there is respect. You know, I speak to a lot of people back home, went back to the UK in the new year, and they're always asking about young players, young American players. The mentality is good. They look technically good players now. So there's a lot of respect. I think a lot of that is maybe a little bit of insecurity maybe from people on this side of the pond.
Warren Barton joining us, Fox, also a former defender for Newcastle, still involved very much in player development. All right. So I just did and by the way, Alexi loves to stir the pot. And like you said, it's great. And I think you said something really profound here. And I thought a little bit deeper about it. The fact that we are such a country that's indelibly watching week in and week out the Premier League. And, you know, you're right. If you had gotten another country, you might not have connected with that resonance with the people that are now gathering in pubs and stuff to watch the Premier League. So, great statement there. All right, so I watched called the game Inter Miami in Houston this past weekend. Inter Miami's an absolute mess. So where do you think Phil Neville and David Beckham are in this? I know you know both of them.
Yeah, and I spent some time with Phil. He was kind enough to invite me over with Chris as well to spend some time at their facilities. And first and foremost, the stadium looks good. It looks great. Obviously, they want to be downtown, but they've made a really good job of doing that stadium. The training facilities that they have for the kids and the players is second to none. They're in a really difficult situation. And David's in a situation where Phil's his friend, obviously, but he's got to realise what's going on there, because the organisation as a back line was awful. You know, they brought Yedlin in, which you think with his experience and his energy would come through. But obviously he'd had travelled away, but they're trying to press up front, and Higuaín is not the player to press and squeeze up front. I think there's a lot of heart-to-heart conversations. I think they can come through it. It's like anything. That when they first started, they went in one direction. What Cincinnati have done, and it took them a couple of years to try and get rid of that transition of going one direction. I think you've got to be diverse with the players you have. I don't think you can solely say, right, we're going British, we're going South American, we're going Eastern, you know, whatever it may be, Eastern European players, whatever the case may be. You've got to be diverse. But Phil is working hard. But it's all about your players on the field, and you've got to try and find a way that Higuaín, because he ain't going anywhere. He's here for the last, you know, run of the season. Find a way that you can play and fit him into a mound, because he ain't going to press. I mean, particularly when the summer starts coming and the heat and humidity and everything else. I mean, the game is quick. Players are athletes now. Yes, he's a wonderful goal scorer, but he ain't going to close down and put it. I mean, we had Chicharito yesterday. I was doing the game with Galaxy, and Greg's found a way to press higher up the field, let the team have it, and then once they get the halfway area, then close them down, because Chicharito is then closer to his midfield. If you try and do it high up the field, he's just going to get picked off. So Greg's trying to find a way. Yeah, we want to press. Chicharito will do it in his own way, and maybe that's what they've got to try and do with Higuaín. But you're right. I mean, they look defensively, they look poor. They look like they're not in a good rhythm keeping the ball, the identity. So Phil's got a lot of hard work, and David is a very, very proud man. He ain't going to accept that for much longer. I'm sure he would have said one or two things to his players in there. Maybe it's not his place, but I think knowing what he's like, he can't hold up. But I couldn't do it. If I'm sitting there watching it, and I see a few things in training where players are not pulling in that direction, and it sits with me a little bit, you know. So there's a problem there, but they've got to try and find a way and navigate through it and use all the experience they've got.
Warren, as always, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate your insight. I'm looking forward to Qatar just like you are. And thanks again for coming on the show. As always, great insight. Let's get you on again real soon. We do need to go over the entire brackets at some point, you and me.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. All the best, yeah. Thank you. All right.